Welcome back to another edition of the Perb Light Podcast. This is Perb Take Season 2, Episode 5, where we do a weekly review of all the biggest news in sports. Today we'll be welcoming back an athletic director, Mr. John Saris, as we talk about all the big news surrounding Baldwin Falls sports. All right, once again, we're joined with athletic director, Mr. John Saris, and let's get right to the meat and the potatoes. How about them Fighting Highlanders football team?
We'll start with the Fighting Highlander football team. Big win Friday night against Bethel Park Blackhawks. Huge win, double overtime, 31-28. First time they beat Bethel Park since 1999. Just so happens that last Friday we recognized the 1999, the last section championship, the only section championship in football, which was 1999. Recognized those guys, and a big win, exciting win here in Highlanderville.
And that officially put them in the playoffs, correct?
That is official, yes. They have officially clinched a playoff spot. Now, in talking to Coach Cooley, just looking for seeding, more wins, and we get better seed, potential home playoff game. But as he says, we start one week at a time, so we'll play Penn Hills. But we're in, and now we're just looking for seeding.
Yeah, we could talk one week at a time, but Coach Cooley has really transformed this program into something it hasn't been in recent times. So what can you say about him and his staff and the players this year?
From top to bottom, it starts with his leadership, the guys he surrounds himself with, his coaching staff, which filters down to the players, and also as a whole his program. He's done a great job. He's a positive, he's such a positive influence in that program. The changes on off the field, but we're focusing now, it's on the field. They play tough. They play physical. They take after his mentality. So it's great to have Coach Cooley here.
All right. The football team's looking great this year. A team that always looks great, I think, girls volleyball. What can you say about them? They're off to another hot start. They're playoff bound for sure, correct?
Again, another great season, another great program, story program here in Baldwin Fighting Highlander Athletics. This program, that success extends back years. But over the course, probably the last 5 to 7, under the direction of Coach Chris Kelly, always the expectation is to win championships, whether it's at the state level, whether it's at the Whipple level, that's the expectation. And again, Coach Kelly with his staff, Mr. Foote, he surrounds himself, but also those players. Again, they play hard, they play tough, and the expectation is to win. So they go into this is the last week of their season. Two section matches, finish it up on Saturday in the North Allegheny tournament, which is an end of year tournament, good competition for those ladies and Coach Kelly and his program, and then we look to the playoffs from there. But they should get a great seeding. They're pretty high in the rankings, and we'll see how this week finishes out. They could get that section championship.
I would have to expect they're going to finish strong, but last they played was Thursday night. Thursday night, for the first time in dramatic fashion, I'd have to say, boys soccer made the playoffs, officially clinched a playoff berth for the first time in 10 years, and we got a couple of soccer players with us. Zeman and Adam Goldsboro were on the field that night. What can you guys say about the performance, the team, everything this season?
I mean, at least I think it's been a lot better, like, this season. Last year, we were on the cusp of making the playoff. We were, like, one goal behind Mount Lebanon, and then we were all kind of just very sad about that. But this year, we kind of started off a little bit slow, and then we got really found our groove, and we started really to put goals in the back of the net, which was a good thing to see. And then in terms of just, we just all try to keep the energy, and that really just helps. That's probably the biggest thing this season that's different from last season, is we have way more energy whoever we're out playing.
Yeah, Coach Sinski, since he's come into, like, the program, he's talked about, like, changing the culture, be competitive in every game, Like, don't just be like every team's senior rec night, when we play on the road, every team, easy win when we go, like, on the road. But this season is just different. Everybody's into it, and, we're just playing. It feels for, like, something bigger, It's not just us, but it's, like, to represent, the whole school and to really, like, change how people look at Baldwin athletics, in general.
Mr. Saris, you were there for that senior rec night. What can you say about their performance?
Again, I keep using the adjective exciting. It's great to see a transformation of that program. These two gentlemen talked about it. Coach Zinski, this was his second year. So we had first year, bit of a transition, like you said, you were on the cusp of getting into the playoffs. Now, year number two under his direction, making the playoffs, great things are happening for the boys' soccer program. So that it's nice to see that excitement around boys' soccer. Hasn't happened here. Haven't made the playoffs since 2009. So this year, you know, we'll find out tomorrow where we play. It looks to be Saturday, some location, but it'll be exciting, and it's exciting for these guys to be a part of that.
Yeah.
So that
how cool is it to win defiantly this year? And actually,
I mean, I think it's very cool because, like, our freshman year, we went 1-18, 1-17. So, I mean, just from going from that to really just how we are now, it's like, I feel like even if we get, like, a bat, like, we're not going to be a top seed, but if even I feel like we can compete with any team in that tournament because we have competed with at least Ken and Mac. I mean, I know we were, for most of the game, we played right with them, and then we just let up a couple of goals at the end. But other than that, we've competed with every team that's going to the playoffs, so it's not.
And in talking in that, and if you look at it, our team plays in probably one of the tougher, if not the toughest section for soccer. I mean, night in and night out, it's a battle for these guys. And to make the playoffs is a huge accomplishment. But I think we get outside this section. We've played tough competition from start to finish. And these guys can compete, and it'll be exciting.
Exciting. I love that word. All the stories around Baldwin sports this fall have been amazing. What can you tell us about the girls' tennis team at Bethany Yawk is just having another stellar season that people will remember.
Right. So if we look at the girls' tennis program, Bethany Yawk, senior here at Baldwin High School, she placed second in the Whipple, and then she, which qualifies her for the state tournament, the PIA tournament in Hershey, here at the end of the month into November. So again, there's some excitement. She's brought that excitement through that program, but she's not the only one. Last year they qualified as a team. This year they were right on the cusp. Didn't make the team playoffs, but the competition from start to finish. You have not only Bethany, there's Emma Sukel. She's the number two on the tennis team. You have some of the doubles that compete. So again, a growing program. Bethany, yes, she's been out in front. She's been leading the charge, but there's other players behind her that, you know, provide that competition and hopefully can continue that success as we go.
Yeah, absolutely. We did a story on her last year, and it's just everything's just falling right back into place as it was. Another big standout, boys golf, which, I mean, you know, we have a golf team. Sometimes they get a little overshadowed by football and, you know, hockey and basketball and all that. But, I mean, what can you say about them? Because it's certainly a unique program as well.
Right. Golf, boys golf team here at Baldwin. Success on, again, two fronts. They made the team playoffs, competed last week at Indian Run. They weren't successful, but they qualified. And they had, I believe they were 8-2 this year. So a successful season as a team. Individually, Connor Woods, who's a junior here at Baldwin, he made it all the way to the finals, the AAA boys finals at Fox Chapel. So he qualified as an individual, played well all the way through. And he had a successful season. So golf, yes, success on the team front and also from an individual, Connor Woods. And a side note, Matt Fedosko, one of our seniors, also, he didn't qualify the finals, but still successful within that program.
I say, it always seems like Matt has a great season. And I was the captain of the golf team at the Obama Academy where I used to go to school at. And, well, I was the only one on the team, so it was easy to get that captain spot.
Yes.
But, I mean, this is certainly cool to see for that program as it continues to grow. And they have that awesome facility now. But let's talk about cross country, too, because they're always exciting. And you said they're making a playoff push, correct?
Yes. Last program to talk about here in the fall. The girls, boys and girls cross country, they have the potential, in talking to Coach Wright, to have some individuals qualify for the Whipple and state meets upcoming here. It's going to be the end of October for the individuals, which then lead into the states at the end of October into November. So you have some individuals in those programs. Teddy Bain comes to mind, senior. Gina Bulla, also for the girls' side. So some are they're out in front, but that doesn't mean that their teams are not successful. So it's great to see for the boys and girls cross country team.
Absolutely. And I think for them that their coaching is just absolutely stellar. I mean, Coach Wright's been here as long as I can remember.
And he's always on fire.
Yes.
Always on fire.
He seems like he's the type of dude that he knows running, like, perfectly.
He does.
He sets the bar high for them. Like, because I used to participate in indoor track, and like if you were like below the standard, he would always tell you, he always expects more and he always wants more out of every athlete that he coaches.
Right. Coach Ray has been here, seems like forever, and he does. He just knows how to run and how to get the most out of his athletes, so it's great to see.
Now, as a whole, this has been like a storied fall season for all these teams. So you being the athletic director, you being at the helm of some of this stuff, what can you say about the season as a whole, all these students and coaching staffs just putting on great performances?
And again, I've used it once. I'll use it 100 times. It's exciting. It's an exciting time because we, you know, we're out there. We're competing. We're in different sport. It's just not one, it's not two. We're in different sports and we're competing, and we continue to put Baldwin back on the map. So it's great, and I'm looking forward to it, looking forward to these different playoff competitions, getting out, getting to see the different teams compete, the individuals compete, and hopefully moving forward to a championship.
You think it'd be fair to call it the year of the Highlander?
How about the year of the Fighting Highlander?
All right, there you go.
Let's go the year of the Fighting Highlander.
Fighting Exciting Highlander.
Right, you nice. Got it. That hashtag that we use, Jimmy. Hail to the Fighting Highlanders, right?
Right on. This has been another edition of the Perblight Podcast, Perb Take, where we do a weekly review of all the biggest news in sports. This week we did a special all-Baldwin fall sports special with our athletic director, Mr. John Saris. You tired of seeing me yet?
As always, gentlemen, great to see you. Great work that you do, the efforts to get out and cover our athletic events, our athletic teams. So keep up the great work. And we're not going to apologize that work has been extended as we go toward the postseason. So we look to continue to see you out.
It's going to be exciting. All I can say is hashtag Fighting Highlanders.
Hashtag Hail to the Fighting
Highlanders. Hail to the Fighting Highlanders. Let's go.